Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, your friendly neighborhood philosopher in training here. And welcome back to The Stoic Way. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's probably been gnawing at you, at least a little bit, social media in comparison. Ever feel like your whole feed is just a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly question every decision you've ever made? Yeah, me too. But listen up, because we're going to turn this toxic scroll into a powerful tool for self-improvement. We're going to equip ourselves with some stoic strategies to manage social media, ditch the comparison game, and reclaim our inner peace. Now, I get it. Social media can be amazing. It connects us with friends and family, keeps us in the loop, and opens up a world of information and inspiration. But when we let it become a constant source of comparison, it can seriously mess with our heads. The Stoics, those ancient wisdom gurus, understood this way back then. They knew that comparing ourselves to others is like trying to measure your happiness against someone else's success. It's a recipe for misery. So how do we navigate this digital landscape without losing our sanity? Here are some practical, actionable strategies straight from the Stoic playbook. 1. Recognize your triggers. First things first, become aware of what sends you spiraling into comparison mode. Is it certain accounts, specific types of posts, or even just scrolling at a certain time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to consciously avoid them or take breaks when needed. It's like identifying the landmines in your social media minefield. 2. Curate your feed intentionally. Think of your social media as a garden. Would you let weeds run rampant, or would you carefully select the plants that bring you joy and nourishment? And follow accounts that leave you feeling envious, inadequate, or just plain blah. Follow people who inspire you, share valuable content, or make you laugh out loud. You're in control of what you consume. But practice gratitude. When those comparison monsters start creeping in, take a moment to shift your focus. What are you grateful for right now? A supportive friend, a delicious meal, the sunshine on your skin? Cultivating gratitude is like shining a spotlight on all the good stuff in your life, making those negative comparisons feel insignificant. 4. Remember, it's not reality. Remember that social media often presents a highly curated and unrealistic version of people's lives. It's like watching a movie trailer. It only shows you the exciting parts. Most people are just as messy, complex, and imperfect as you are. Don't let the highlight reels fool you. 5. Focus on your own journey. The Stoics emphasized living in accordance with nature. They believed that we should focus on what is within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions. So instead of comparing yourself to others, concentrate on your own path, your own goals, and your own growth. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram and you see someone posting about their dream vacation. You might feel a pang of envy, thinking, why didn't I think of that? Or I wish I could afford to travel like that. But here's the thing. Comparing your reality to someone else's highlight reel is only going to make you feel bad. Instead, use that moment as inspiration. Start planning your own dream trip, even if it's just a weekend getaway. Research destinations, save up some money, and start making it a reality. You can create your own amazing adventures without needing to measure yourself against someone else's. So there you have it, 5 Stoic strategies to help you manage social media and ditch the comparison game. Remember, your worth isn't determined by likes, followers, or curated photos. It comes from within. Focus on what truly matters, your values, your passions, and your relationships. Use social media as a tool for connection and inspiration, but don't let it become a source of negativity and self-doubt. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for navigating social media? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message. And remember, keep scrolling with intention and never stop striving for that inner peace. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep rocking the Stoic Way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.